Study Genesis first, reason 8. It's the first 5 minutes of the story. Genesis 1 is the beginning of the story. You don't start in the middle of a book. The introduction sets the stage. You're plunged into the story's world and characters. First, heaven, the universe. Second, earth, with an accent on food production. Let the earth bring forth grass and the fruit tree yielding fruit, food for humans and all animals. Also, lights in the firmament, sun and moon, for seasons, for harvesting, a unique supply system to feed 8 billion people a day and billions of fauna. And third, characters, Elohim, plural, and male and female in God's image and likeness. Start Bible study in Genesis 1. Study Genesis first, reason 9, belief in the creation. The Apostle Paul, in his first book in the New Testament, first chapter, focuses attention on Genesis creation, Romans chapter 1, because that which may be known of God is manifest in the ungodly. The invisible things of God from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. Air, water, land, creation days 2 and 3. Scientifically, each has its complex composition to support life, regulated to the nth degree. The three interact to support life. Remove a single part and life collapses. Belief starts by seeing God in the physical Genesis creation and grows to faith in the miracle of the resurrection of Christ. Genesis leads to Christ. Study Genesis first, reason 10. The ultimate question about God answered. Before the universe existed, how did God come into being? Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. God precedes everything before molecules, elementary particles, and quantum fields. Why? Because God is eternal, everlasting, without beginning, without end. Elohim and Yahweh are givens at the beginning of Genesis. But Yahweh, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, means I am. It includes I was, I am, I will be. Can you explain eternal? No. Genesis opens with God. It is a faith-based declaration. How did God come into being? He didn't. God, Elohim, Yahweh Elohim, is eternal. Study Genesis first. Reason 11. Miracles established our world and science. God is a God of miracles, events inexplicable by natural or scientific laws. Genesis creation is a series of miracle after miracle. Every single mathematical equation, universal fine-tuning law, and axiom are the result of God created the heaven and the earth. Science measures miracles and figures out how God's creation works. Yahweh's questions to Job about the universe are the same today for you and me. Job 38. Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Declare if you have understanding. Who has laid the measure thereof, if you know? Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened? Or who laid the cornerstone thereof? Study Genesis first, reason 12. The Bible is not a science book, but it is scientific. King Solomon describes natural phenomena created in Genesis scientifically. Ecclesiastes 1. The wind goes towards the south and turns about to the north. That's geographic magnetic concepts. It whirls about continually, and the wind returns again according to its circuits. Meteorology. All the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea is not full, unto the place from whence the rivers come, thither the water returns again. Hydrology. 1 Kings 4. And Solomon spoke of trees, beasts, fowl, creeping things, and fishes. Astronomy, biology, botany are woven into the biblical narrative. Scientifically correct descriptions are included in the Bible. Genesis reveals the delimitation and relationship between theology and science. theology and science borders are perfectly defined. Genesis 1, God created the heaven and the earth. God created is theology. Heavens and earth are science. God said, "Let there be light." Theology explains the origin and why God created it. Science investigates how light works, what it can be used for. There's a strict demarcation, separation, what God can do and humans and universal law cannot accomplish. 1 Kings 4:33, and King Solomon spoke of trees, beasts, fowls, creeping things, and fishes. He describes natural phenomena, science, created, theological events, days 3, 5, and 6 in Genesis. Do you believe the awesome miracles of creation trump science? Study Genesis first, because God's word, theology, poses the basis of science. Someone commented, "Theology explains absolutely nothing. God is no more than a fictional character. Science can explain everything." Well, consider this. For centuries, the best science brains are empty-headed about consciousness and mind. Psalm 139 tells us, "I will praise you, God, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows right well." Oh, that all souls grasp God's creation. I challenged the detractor to read Mind-Body Problem Solved, for the theology of consciousness and mind based on the biblical Hebrew of Genesis 2 verse 7, breath of life, neshama.